And good morning to you. 5:55. It's KZK, Greg Hewitt, along with Sue Thomas. Sue, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Doing well.
So I didn't really have a chance to watch the State of the Union last night. So this morning, I'm just skimming the news, and I quickly read this headline, and I read it as Pelosi tears up during State of the Union. And I'm thinking to myself, at long last, perhaps we've found some kind of reconciliation in the country. And then I read the article a little more carefully, and I realized it's Pelosi tears up copy of speech.
Yeah.
During state of, or after State of the Union.
I am so over the whole thing. I can't watch anything political anymore.
I know.
I just, I watch a Magna P.I. rerun. Maybe some Grace and Frankie.
She's watching Fury on Channel 24. You're really making a statement when you tear up a copy of the speech right after it's given.
Yep.
I mean, there's no gray area left at that point.
No.
So my hopes of some kind of coming together in the country lasted all of 10 seconds this morning.
Yeah.
So a day like this, really sort of the nightmare scenario for parents with kids in school, because most districts, they're not calling off school yet because there's nothing going on.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, when the snow hits, the winter weather hits midday, that's when, as a parent, it becomes like Operation Chaos. You get a text or you get a call or you get an email like, okay, well, we're letting your kids out at noon, so come and pick them up.
Do they not tell you in advance? Like, I saw a tweet this morning from a school district that said, all right, we're going to let everybody out at 11:25, you know, that kind of thing.
In a perfect world, that would happen. It doesn't always happen, though. So, and, you know, a lot of parents at work, so you got to figure that out. It's really sort of a tricky situation. I think rush hour this evening looks like it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, great, isn't it?
Yeah, right. So we'll get to that forecast. MoDOT apparently is holding a press conference at 8:30 this morning. I always feel sorry for the guy that has to answer questions from MoDOT because, you know, it's like he's expected to know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and there's no way he can.
No.
Nobody can tell him what. None of us knows.
That's a no-win. Like, that's the job at MoDOT. Like, okay, we want you to go out and hold that press. Oh, me? Really? Okay.
Oh, poor guy.
Had a chance to have a rare evening out with my wife without the kids last night.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, we had a school meeting.
Oh, well, that's all right. We'll take that.
But we had, like, an hour to have a quick dinner. And I want to tell you, and I say this because I know you like good food, that happy hour burger at Olive and Oak, wow.
Yum. Ooh, that sounds good.
Sue, I'm telling you, it's one of the best burgers I've ever had. I have no endorsement agreement with them. It was just so good.
Yummy.
And that's one of those big Valentine's restaurants. I was talking to one of the people there. I said, just by chance, what would be the odds of getting a reservation? It's like, yeah, maybe for next Valentine's Day.
You're cute, sir.
Yes, you're very cute.
Yeah.
Well, they did a survey. They found the number one gift women want for Valentine's Day. What would you imagine that would be?
Well, I don't know. Is it just a day off, like to have somebody else run the house for a day?
No, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I got no problem with that.
Top five things women want for Valentine's: chocolate, a card, flowers, mm-hmm. jewelry, mm-hmm. and a massage or spa day.
Yeah. Those are all good.
What would you imagine the number one thing men want for Valentine's Day?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Think hard about it. Perhaps a bit of crumpet.
Oh, duh. What was I thinking? I'm completely going, wow, I can't think what that would be.
It says that's number one by far. And then the other four don't really matter. It's time for your Hollywood burrito. Madonna is offering to step in and assist Prince Harry and Meghan Markle here.
Do they need her help?
Well, I don't know. She's sort of inserting herself here in this situation. She wants Prince Harry and Meghan to rent her New York apartment now that they're jacking up in North America.
Well, maybe that's it. She just wants the rent money.
She put it up on Instagram. Yeah, like she needs the money.
She's low on income.
She says, don't run off to Canada. It's so boring there. I'll let them sublet my apartment on Central Park West.
I kind of like this story.
Yeah, so offering her assistance as only Madonna can. According to a scientific formula that allegedly determines beauty, Robert Pattinson is the most handsome man in the world.
Oh, I always find this kind of interesting. I mean, he is an attractive person.
George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper,
yeah.
David Beckham.
All of these,
the top five.
You cannot argue.
They're handsome men, you have
yes.
to admit.
Yes.
Jay-Z and Beyonce claim they didn't stand for the national anthem at the Super Bowl because they were in, quote, artist mode. Whatever that means.
What does that mean?
They insist they weren't protesting or trying to make any kind of statement. And then Jay-Z goes on this big, long explanation. None of it makes any sense.
Of course.
As I read it anyway. Harrison Ford, 77 years old. He's not done playing Indiana Jones.
Seriously?
Producer Kathleen Kennedy confirmed that Harrison would be back for Indiana Jones 5.
I thought the last one they did with the crystal skull was not that great.
Last time I saw Harrison Ford, he looks really old now.
I don't care
reason.
That he looks old.
No, I don't either.
I didn't think that the movie was good.
Yeah. TV Tonight, The Bachelor, 7 o'clock on ABC. Someone who hasn't had a one-on-one date freaks out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when one of the other girls gets her second solo date. Well, you can sort of understand it at that point.
Oh, boy.
Fair is fair, right?
Yes, of course.
Wednesday, February 5th. Sue, today is National Shower with a Friend Day.
Well.
Yes.
All righty, then.
Well, this day exists to educate people on the harmful effects of chlorine and importance of showering with filtered water.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Okay.
Why not just call it National Chlorine Awareness Day then?
Yeah,
I don't think they thought that through.
And why would it be in February instead of pool season?
I think we're being played here.
I love it. It's hot.
Oh, right. It's hot.
If you're right, if you're so inclined. Whew, busy day, Sue. We got through a lot this morning. We discovered there's a difference between tearing up and tearing up.
Yes, that was important.
We found out the number one thing women want for Valentine's Day is chocolate, while men would prefer what we like to refer to as a bit of crumpet.
Which should have occurred to me faster than it did.
Robert Pattinson, we discovered, is the most handsome man in the world, according to science.
Mathematically, yes.
Mathematically. We also found out today is a National Shower with a Friend Day, which might not be named correctly. They're trying to sell that as a chlorine awareness sort of thing. No, that doesn't really work.
What it sounds like when you first hear it.
I mean, we've covered a lot of stuff, not to mention this forecast. We've got snow on the way.